as the Farmington Farmers entertain Illini Bluffs. And welcome to tonight, our pregame show. It's brought to you throughout the year by the Graham Health System. Shop the Graham Thrift Shop at 175 Main in Canton. All proceeds remain local. Tonight we have NFHS Farmington on board, along with, again, our engineer back to studios. We have Nathan Lauder. He joins us tonight back to studios at CD Country 107.9 FM. My partner and driving companion for 16 years, it is Bob Wagner. I'm Leon Grubertelt. Don't laugh at me now. Come on. These are kind of the games we kind of get tuned up for the holiday tournament. Macomb, a preview maybe of a second round game, again, as we take a look at Farmington and Illini Bluffs. And I think we saw a game last year in the matchup. High scoring affair, who will play the most defense in the game. But both these teams are enjoying really incredible starts to each of their seasons.
Yeah, I mean, both of them have had early success. Both of them have quite the offensive arsenal. I think for the winner to come out on top tonight, it's going to be all about the negatory, the defense.
Now, when you look at this matchup, and again, of course, last year ended up 74-71. The Illini Bluffs won at home last year. But the backbreaker, the one that kind of really sinks deep into Clay Vass's heart, is the loss in the regional to Farmington, 62-60 at Athens. And he mentioned on Coach's Roundtable this morning, he said that was one that these kids have been inspired and have played hard during the summer. And they are led by the outstanding Taylor Bruniga, 6'7". He's being looked at. A lot of big schools that come in, four or five schools a night, checking him out. And of course, he had the big highlight at the Washington tournament. And again, one of the matchups there, as the only one of the other two losses that they had in the games. And again, that was against Cloverdale, Indiana. And when you take a look at that, the box spotlight was turned on him. The only other loss was against Quest. So two losses, eight wins last night. Again, they had a big win over Lewistown, 76-49. They're clicking along at 8-2, but they're just starting to get pieces back in place. Cam Scott returned last night. He'll come off the bench tonight. Brock Bauer still about 75-80%. Talked to his dad, Steve, a little bit before the game, and said he's still having some issues with it. But again, they're trying to bring him along, getting him a little break before the Christmas time. But again, this is a pretty good 1-2 punch when you talk about Illini Bluffs. A lot of firepower. It's hard to gather, just to gather and to kind of really defend one particular player because they have an assortment of their people can beat you. One of those guys that, again, is Lance Crisp, Braden Cox, and a couple of other players. We mentioned Cam Scott as well.
Yeah, they're one of the rare teams you're going to see that when you play against them, they're going to put your best defender on their best point score. When you play a line out bluff, you have to have four bodies that can do that because they have four kids. They could put double-doubles up, or I should say double-digits up, on any given night. The talents are offensively. The question coming in from last year was how are they going to be defensively. So far this year, they've definitely improved, but there's still a little ways to go.
You know, they lost a couple of key pieces. Of course, Logan Webb and Lucas Sondgroff, both of those key players, I think. And that, you know, they have the talent to kind of fill those voids. On the flip side, Farmington, Eric Higgs. He's had an outstanding start, over 20 points per game. But one of the things, again, is just keeping some people healthy right now. They have absence Jared DePriest, high ankle sprain. He will not play tonight. So, again, they'll look to get some interior play tonight, the matchup against the size of Bruniga and also interior Jason Alexander, a couple of tough kids inside for Illini Bluffs.
He's going to body up some length, and I don't mean the fact that they're just tall kids. They've got a pretty good-sized wingspan to go along with that. So it makes it awfully hard to defend kids like that on both ends of the court. And I'll tell you, you know, when it comes to Taylor Rudiger, he's a specimen, you know, to say the least. Yeah, he's 6'7". Yeah, he's got the nice vertical. I'll tell you what, the length of those arms make him a totally different inside player on both ends of the court.
8-1 Farmington against a longtime rival, Illini Bluffs. They come in at 8-2. And, of course, it all began with the combination of Tom Wirth and Mike Colson. They drew attention to this nearly some 30 years ago in coaching, and it has been one of the highlights of the schedule of both of these teams over the last number of years. More coming up on our pregame show. We step aside tonight. Good to join you on CD Country 107.9 FM, live from the Gold Rush tonight here in Farmington. And our pregame show is brought to you by the Graham Health System, Graham Thrift Shop at 175 South Main. All proceeds remain local. Back here with our coverage on a Saturday night, Farmington Illini Bluffs in 90 seconds.
Here's the scoop on something to tempt your sweet tooth. It's Your Churn is a new premium ice cream with deliciously decadent flavors. Indulge yourself Take home It's Your Churn premium ice cream today.
Stop into your Canton Hy-Vee today and satisfy your sweet tooth with It's Your Churn ice cream, a new premium ice cream available only at your Canton Hy-Vee, 825 North Main Street.
Want the fastest internet service in Canton? Contact Mid-Century Fiber today. Incredible speeds at incredible prices. Go to fiberfastnow.com. Check out the Lock In Your Price for Life offering and pricing. Then fill out the form to be part of the Faster Than Fast Fiberhood. Call 778-8611 and Mid-Century Fiber will guide you through the process. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at fiberfastnow.com.
Basketball is as Chicago as hot dogs with no ketchup. It's watching each game with the TV sound turned down and the radio turned all the way up.
Wade on the right side and Wade is feeling it.
This is D-Wade. Listen to every Chicago Bulls game here.
Three. Double bam. Oh, it's raining threes.
On the WLS Chicago Bulls radio network.
Bam.
The new home of the Chicago Bulls.
Your home for the Chicago Bulls only on AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.
Earlier tonight, fresh off game, Farmington 165-52 over Illini Bluffs. Bob Wonderly on River, along with the NFHS of Farmington on the site tonight, as we're pleased to bring you Farmington Farmer Basketball against the Illini Bluffs here on the CD Country 107.9 FM. Last night, Illini Bluffs beat Lewistown 76-49. And, of course, it was in overtime last night for the Farmington Farmers. They won 56-51 in overtime. In fact, with Coach Jeff Otto before the game, and he says, hey, we just plain and simple got lucky. But I guess, you know, when you're having a good start for season, you have some quality kids, you're able to find ways to win in the end of games. He says, we didn't get the break at the end of the West Hancock game, but again, we got a break last night to the game and won it in overtime last night. So they will come off both these teams having played last night. So we'll see how far these benches, again, will be a key part of the game as well tonight.
I'm sure they're in pretty good shape basketball-wise by this point of the year, but those back-to-back games, especially those high-intensity ones, can drain me a little bit. So I agree, I think the D could be a factor later on in tonight's contest.
That's a pregame show as we get ready for the tip tonight. Starting lineups brought to you by the Graham Health System. Drop the Lens Rift Show, 0.75 South Main, all proceeds remain local. BW, keys the game tonight, Farmington and Illini Bluffs.
I think it's a battle of, you know, prolific scorers. You know, Taylor Bruni is going to be his points. Can you defend the rest of the team? I think for Farmington, Eric Gage needs to be involved offensively throughout, but I think keeping his teammates active is the key to a win tonight.
We get ready for the tip-off, posts on their feet for the anthem, and a couple other things will be coming up. Live tonight from the Gold Rush, it's Farmington Illini Bluffs non-conference basketball on a Saturday night here on CD Country 107.9 FM. Streamed online at cdcountry1079.com. We'll get to the tip-off tonight live from Farmington after this two-and-a-half-minute break.
Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push, or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seed House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service. That's why Perkins Seed House is your Husqvarna Power Equipment headquarters. Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy. Build on a solid foundation.
Santa dear, what are you doing?
I'm test flying my new parrot drone from Nerds on Call. I might just load all the toys on this puppy and deliver remotely from home this year.
Yes, dear. All the top tech toys from Nerds on Call make wonderful gifts for the children.
Oh, the children.
Yes, dear. They have special holiday tech gift baskets, too, for everyone.
Even big kids?
Even big kids.
Nerds on Call, a Facet company. Find locations at coolestnerds.com.
During the holidays, hackers, viruses, and network crashes can freeze your business just when your customers need you the most. This year, don't sweat the tech stuff. Call Facet Technologies and relax. Here's Facet President Brian Ford.
Facet will back up your information, keep your system secure, and make sure you're running smoothly through the holidays. It's what we call holiday peace of mind.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader with IT support and backup built for business, even during the holidays. See it all now at FacetTech.com.
Back here getting ready for the starting lineups as they dim the lights. The tradition started a few years ago during the Tom Wisberry and, of course, carried over here into the new high school gymnasium. And, again, our starting lineups are brought to you by Advanced Rehab Sports Medicine. Call 649-1572 for free injury screen. They fix sports injuries. These teams, of course, in the original a year ago, again, lost again to Farmington Illini Bluffs, did 62-60. So a game of revenge begins tonight. They may see each other in the Macomb Holiday Basketball Tournament East Grand first round game. Starting lineup tonight. Let's give you the starting lineups of the visitors tonight. Coach Clay Bass, assisted by Steve Schaefer and Jake Bass, are 8-2. Illini Bluffs Tigers, some of the ICAC and also the Tomahawk Conference. Clay Bass in his fourth year. Junior, a 5'7" guard, will be Brock Fowler. Also a 5'8". The junior will be Lance Crisp. Also a starting forward tonight will be 6'3" and a junior, Braden Cox. 6'7" senior, Taylor Broniga. Also, he had 9 dunks in the game against Greenview, so he'll put on a show tonight for the fans. And 6'3" and a center is a junior, Jason Alexander, for the Illini Bluffs Tigers. Fowler, Crisp, Cox, Broniga, and Alexander. For Farmington head coaches, again, Jeff Otto in his fourth year. And, of course, they finished last year at 18-11. They'll go with a starting lineup, 6 foot and a senior, Dylan Hayden. Also a 6'2 junior, Jacob Urias. Also tonight, 5'8 junior, Jed Anderson. Also tonight, starting lineup, Farmington, 5'11 senior, Eric Hicks, number 33. And 6 foot and a junior, Raul Anderson, for again, Jeff Otto and his starting lineups here tonight here from Farmington and the home of the Gold Rush. That's our starting lineups tonight. They're brought to you by Advanced Rehab, Sports Medicine and Canton. Call 649-1572 for free entry screen. They fix sports injuries. The chip on a Saturday night in 30 seconds.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Farm King, the family store with more for hunting season. Find bows and cases, tree stands, ammo, guns, blinds, targets, archery accessories, and more for every outdoorsman this season. The largest selection of archery and hunting gears at Farm King in Monmouth, Canton, Galesburg, Macomb, Kewaunee, and Burlington. So if you need to add gun accessories, calls or decoys, knives, traps, or rain gear to your collection, shop Farm King and make them your official hunting headquarters. Farm King, the family store with more for the outdoorsman and hunting season.
Back here, folks are on their feet, ready to go, as we are above the area here from the guest side, the Illini Bluffs. A lot of their fans are on their feet as we continue our broadcast here, getting ready for the tip tonight. And again, ready for some basketball there, BW, as we're ready for Illini Bluffs. They get the tip, controlled, they dress in black, trimmed in orange, and they work it around the perimeter. Lob it off the right side, looking around the defense, they sway it to the opposite side. Push shot from three, the opposite side over there. And again, that's by Crisp. That's the way they start first possession. Illini Bluffs and a big three to start this game. Farmington on the perimeter. They work it around the top of the key. Quick touch there between the circle. That is Thrall Anderson. Looks over the defense, the man-to-man by Illini Bluffs. Dishes it, backs his way in. The left-handed shot no good by Higgs. Now the pack comes Hayden, Dylan Hayden. And again, they work it off the right wing against the Tigers of Illini Bluffs. Back cut there, and again, ball stolen away, a turnover by Farmington.
That's the first.
Down the floor, they dish it off the right side, a little contact, and nothing good, Jason Alexander. So a big three and a field goal after the turnover. It's 5-0, a minute gone by.
And that's the key, Leon, points off the turnover.
Out front, they dribble between the circle. Anderson, as Chad gives it up. And a little staggered out front as Farmington gets the defense. You got Brunigan who pops out. And a steal. off the middle of the floor, the ball swiped away. Nice job defensively by Jacob Urias. Certainly gets it right back to Farmington.
Nice defensive recovery.
Back down in their white trimmed and purple and black. Can lean in the lane. It's shot and contact was through. Nice job there off the dribble, off the right side, and it's a quick foul. And that's going to be against the Lani Bluffs. That stops the clock here. Alexander picks up his first Spurs as the team. It's 5-0. And the free throw by Higgs is no good. Yeah, after both these teams, one took overtime at Farmington. Easy win for, again, Lani Bluffs last night. So both those teams, one of the couple of teams, about 10 other, 12 other games were postponed last night. So they're pretty lucky to get rolling last night. The 1-2-2, they back out of that trap out of it. The opposite side of the floor, Farmington, they jump all over it. Off to this near side, Brock Fowler. First shot, left hand. That was too strong. And underneath, everybody else was going the wrong direction. That was kind of weird. You saw Lani Bluffs again with the rebound. Alexander in there. And
it's like there was an assumption they were going to get the basketball off the rebound.
Yeah. And it looked like Farmington, the players were looking like they're going to run down the other end of the floor.
They assumed one of their teammates going to get the ball. There's nobody down there to get it.
So 5-1 is our game.
Definitely a non-communication miss rebound.
I don't know if I've seen that. That was kind of really weird. 5-1, it's Farmington possession. They work it off the baseline left side to give and go. Hayden out to Higgs. He'll launch a three, and it's good to the near side. Higgs gets on their first field goal from the arc. It's 5-4 now. Line up bust in the backcourt. That's Crisp. Fowler. Running it was open. He still has not touched the ball in this game here, Bob. 5-4. Back out front between the circle. Give it to Broniger. He glides through the paint. He cuts. Say one thing. He is so quick and agile. Once he receives it, man, he's to the hoop.
He knows what to do when he gets the basketball, doesn't he?
7-4. IB with the advantage at the 5:18 mark. Off the baseline to the right side. Terrell Anderson puts the ball on the floor. Now picks up his dribble. Skip passes near side to Hayden. Back out to Jed Anderson. He dribbles in. Got cut off baseline. Now between traffic, Hayden, ball stripped away, Farmington gets it. Hayden swings the pass this near side. Jacob Urias, shot no good. Sight for Urias, and then it's going to be a push. Looks like it's going to be against Jason Alexander on the floor.
Hey, what, the Farmers are fighting after them offensive rebounds.
This could be key because Jason Alexander, very athletic. He gets his second personal foul. And it will be checking in. It will be Cam Scott. Again, playing his first game last night. Ball tipped out of bounds with 4:54 here. Crisp launched a three to begin the contest. It's 7-4. IB maintains that lead. And inbound to Urias back out front into the hands of Jed Anderson.
2-3 zone, bro. Yep. I lost.
They'll switch. They'll do a lot of different things.
They did that last year.
Coach Clay Vass has a lot of extensive experience, a lot of different phases. And that's a three, no good by Higgs. Ball batted in the air, punch there. Farmington gets a loose ball. Good hustle play there by Jed Anderson. And a three, top of the key. And
Harrington.
And Harrington gets up to this second three of this game. We're back tied. 7-7 with a backcourt foul off the opposite side of the floor. So Farmington, after trailing 5-0, come back tie this game at 4:28. And again.
Yeah, Nick Johnson in the game, Leon.
So they go a little bit deep here off the bench. Nick Johnson, 6'1 junior, checks in for the Farmers. That's Brunega, shot no good for three. Higgs with the rebound.
It is one and done.
Why not
offensively?
Farmington on the perimeter. Higgs launches a three and gets the friendly bounce. It didn't go down. And this thing hung on the lip of the rim. And that ball thrown away to the near side. Turnover number two for IB.
I think they're playing a little quicker than what they need to right now.
Sometimes, you know, you get so aggressive and you want a game.
Yeah.
You know, you get into the groove of a game. Sometimes you just don't get in the flow easy as you think you can.
Well, adrenaline don't help.
Nope. 4:07. Big games before both the holiday break for both these teams. They kick it out to the opposite side. And the baseline is Urias with a little jumper.
To me, that was all about the head fake.
Yep. He's a nice player. Brody comes right back and they get the pass down the floor. Brona gets the easy bucket. He's got four in the game. And we're back tied 9-9.
He took like 2 shifts with the free throw line of the rim.
And it's Higgs with a left-handed shot. We're seeing profile of two really good offensive players in the early going. 9 in the game so far for Higgs. So Farmington's 11. They're up by 2. At the top of the key, pick up the dribble with Cam Scott. Brunega, and then a reach and a foul against Farmington. Trying to do a couple players there to control Brunega. Stops the clock here with 3:26. And let's see who the foul is going to be against the Farmers. Jacob Urias. And let's see who else checks into the lineup. Farmington goes with Blake Mapson. He checks in the lineup.
Oh, what a move.
Again, baseline, a superb move there.
Man.
By Taylor Brunega. He's got 6 in this game. His high of the year was 46. In the Greenview game, he had 9 dunks.
That's all.
11 apiece. Our third tie in this opening 8 minutes here. And across the floor, foul whistled against IB, too close guarding.
They are calling everything.
The quick foul. And so do they whistle that here at the 3:08 mark. That's going to be the second against Braden Cox. So you got Alexander with 2, Cox with 2. 14 fouls. Farmington will lob it out front. Catches there is Judd Anderson. They overload on this left side for the Farmers between the circle. Nick Johnson, nice move. Back to that over there. That's a strong move by Nick. Again, the ball deflected. It goes out front. Illini Bus comes up with it. Scoop shot with the right hand. That's up and good by Cam Scott. Very athletic play there. 13-11 in favor of IB.
Wow.
2:42. Playing the pass. Higgs catches after the bounce. Another three by Higgs. 3 trays in this period. And 12 of the 14 Farmer points.
Little emotion in that jump shot.
14-13. And again, the line I've lost, that was a good defensive play, man. Really good defensive play. They didn't get the break on it. You know what my theory is? Well, we won't go into it. I don't have all game.
I'm just going to call it a bailout whistle. How's that?
That was a good defensive play. It's plain and simple. You know, the defensive players don't get rewarded at all. And a free throw is good by Carson Teal, who checks in the lineup. Foul was whistled against Nick Johnson. He deserved a better fate. Not that he played excellent. He was in position, everything.
I agree.
Next free throw. 2 times in a whole month, Bob and I have agreed, so that's pretty good.
I know you're a teaching draft.
Well, free throws. Again, 15-14. Couple free throws make IB with the advantage. 2:19 clock runs. A screen off the top of the key there. Dribble. Turnover against the Farmers. That is their 3rd. And here live tonight for the Gold Rush on Country 107.9 FM.
The proverbial mental turnover.
They run the lead pass down to Brunica. I tell you what, you saw a defensive way. The Farmington throw. Anderson was trying to hang onto his jersey early, but went to get loose. It's like a receiver getting that pass down the floor, and Brunica with the field goal.
He's going to give the layup up and fight another day.
Yep. That's going to be a foul against Anderson. And it's Brunica with the free throw in the early going. They get 9 by Brunica. It's 18-14, advantage IB at the 2:12 mark.
Only 9, he's picking up the pace to get his average.
Again, it's 18-14. Averaging in the 30s, he gets 18-20 rebounds, 5-8 block shots a game. Off the baseline with the possession for the Farmers.
Nice pass.
Nice underneath. Up there in the layup. It's good by Urias, but the nice pass there. Good.
The pass was the key.
Yep.
That's Mattson.
Again, Mattson comes and plays his role. Probably not going to score a lot, but again, defends, and he'll make other people get some contributing.
Quality minutes, yep. Man. All about quality minutes.
Judd Anderson, the junior, checks back in for Coach Jeff Otto's ball club at the minute 57 mark here. And Urias goes for the 3-point play, misses it. And that's going to be a foul off the opposite side. I believe it's going to be against Dylan Hayden.
You are correct.
For Farmington. He picks up the foul. 18-16 with a minute 56. Bob Wagner, Leon Griver. The call tonight here on CD Country, 107.9 FM, and also part of the NFHS Farmington here on the site tonight. Back off to the wing. Brock Fowler between the circle to reverse it. Crisp. Cut off. And he does. Hits the back of the iron, kicks up, fighting. Really going hard to the floor. The ball went off as a Farmington player. But Farmington was leaping up there. And Nick Johnson right up there. Again, trying to get the rebound. It'll go to IB. Inbounds will come against the Farmers defense. They lob it, didn't get it. Throw away by IB. That's their third. IB falls back on defense. Nick Johnson fires the pass back out front. Urias, the junior, with a minute 28. 18-16. Tigers lead the Farmers. On this Saturday night, dribble along the baseline. Nice little high roller by Jed Anderson. Nice little move there. I'd like to see more players do that. You know, the 5-7-footer off the baseline, 18-18.
You don't have to rattle the rim and score points.
And IB answers with a Cam Scott three.
That's what winning programs do, Leon, the answer.
Again, it's 21-18. We've been tied four times. They break it with a three. Urias with a three to the near side. He got it down. These teams are starting to heat things up on a cold and icy night. 21 apiece. Five ties. I've already got my admission price already. And almost a steal. Diamond for it was Judd Anderson. Brenniger from the opposite side. He comes up short. The ball tapped out, went off of Farmington.
He's going to hear about that one from the student section.
He is.
I didn't even drop that.
He's giving it to him. 21 apiece, 36 seconds. Double zero comes in. Jack Fletcher.
He has a second foul on Nick Johnson.
And I believe Hicks comes back in. Stoppage of play. 21 apiece. Lob it to Brunigan along the baseline. He lands in off the glass. Got his own rebound. Flips it. And he tries another shot attempt. Foul in the lane. He's fouling a couple players along that low baseline.
And you know, Goldie, he's going to be double teamed throughout the entire season.
After the 31-second mark here, they get the foul against Higgs. Yep.
Yes.
And Brenga makes his second free throw. Got another one toss coming up.
Hey, you have to miss that part from the charity stripe.
10 in this game point-wise for Taylor Brenga. Sinks it. 6'7", blonde bomber, man. I'll tell you what, he's a young man who's grown a lot of attention in over the summer. Brings a lot of attention to this Illini Bluffs basketball program with that. 23-21. IB plays the D. Farmers will go for the tie, take the lead at the opening quarter here, 15-second mark. Wing left. That's Fletcher, looks over the defense. Hicks pops out with eight. He'll bounce off the offense. Cam Scott defense. Hicks, Urias, lefty shot, and it hits the front of the iron on the opposite side of the floor. They get a long shot, and almost went in. Almost went in. That thing rattled the rim. At the end, the war on Goodwin going on here in Farmington. Illini Bluffs 23, Farmington 21. Back here in 60 seconds on CD Country 107.9 FM.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
Hi, this is Emily Valencia, 2010 graduate of Spoon River College. I've been teaching high school art and computer graphics for a year now, and when I think about it, Spoon River College was a perfect beginning to my undergraduate experience. My instructors laid a solid foundation for my future as an educator and an artist. It doesn't matter who you are, a new high school graduate or someone looking for a change in career, Spoon River College can be your perfect beginning too. Register now, visit src.edu or call 1-800-DEGREES and ask to speak to an advisor.
Back here as we get ready for second period basketball. Quick start there, Bobby, and as one of the things, get four threes by Farmington, three of those by Higgs. Big first half there by Urias and by Higgs. Again, 11 by Brunega. And the second period underway, the dribble off the right side. Urias now back out front in the hands of Jed Anderson. They'll cut Hayden through the lane, drives off the baseline. Nice little nifty move. He finishes off Jed Anderson. His second field goal of the game. And quickly, our sixth tie already. We're 23-23.
Sure, you saw the big fella coming his way, and a little soft touch release for a nice shot.
30 seconds gone by. They rip it around the perimeter. While they bluff from the free throw line. Good shot there by Cam Scott. He is so fluid and Mathis tonight. Some quick release there. Off the bench tonight, he's got 7, which he gets back into playing form. 25-23. IV with the lead. They play the D. They go right to left. Farmington back out front. Ellis Caden dribbles through traffic. Kisses it off the glass. Nice move by Dylan Hayden. Tied again.
The tough angle for that basket, too.
Everything we figured was going to be. Yep. Call for travel. Line I bluffs with their fourth turnover. In-game stats are brought to you by Crawford's Home Furnishings during the holiday hours. Off your home furnishing Sundays 1-4. First period stats there, BW.
Line I bluffs for 15.3% from the field. Farmington even better, 57.1. The big stat for me, points in the paint. Farmington with 4, line I bluffs with 12.
All right, so we get ready. 6:50 mark. They're walking up the front court. Opposite side of the floor, that's Thrill Anderson. Higgs, top of the key, against Cam Scott, kicks it back out front. Almost lost the handle on with Hayden. Urias cuts through the load up. 3 on the opposite side of the floor for Farmington's offense. Swing it, far corner. Bauer guards the lefty Urias. He'll dribble between the circle, top of the key with 6:25. Thrill Anderson, quick cut. Reverses it. Nice play. Shot missed there by Hayden. And he tosses it back up. Good recovery by Dylan Hayden. A couple of key baskets here. Farmington up 27-25. Cam Scott took an extra step. Got away with it. And again, a field goal by Cam Scott. That was not a euro. That was a legitimate travel. And another tie. 6th tie now. 27-27. 5:56. Out front. Well played game, both these teams. Good. Off the dribble, it's Jed Anderson, and he got fouled in the paint.
It should be on Cox.
You got Braden Cox in the lineup?
No.
No. Also in the lineup, Bry B. As we have to the free throw line, Farmington misses the free throw attempt. Again, it's Jed Anderson, misses the free throw. And Farmington was 1 of 3 from the line in the opening period. That was 5:49. I think we have to wait for the substitution. Yep. Alexander checks in. Here with 5:49 to the free throw line will be Farmington. And he misses the second one as well.
That's a flat shot. Yep. On the free throw line.
5:46 tied. They threw it in the student section there. Brock Bowers getting some heckling there. And a timeout taken here with 5:44. 27-27. Farmers take the timeout. Back with more coverage on a Saturday night Farmington ID here on CD Country 107.9 FM. Back in 30 seconds.
Going to a ball game and banking at Mid-America National Bank have a lot in common. For example, those who go to a game are loyal to the school they're following, just like many of our customers and their families have been loyal to Mid-America for generations. It's all based on trust and knowing who you're working with. Mid-America National Bank, your bank for life, in Canton, Cuba, Lewistown, and Macomb. Visit midnatbank.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Back here with a 6th tie of our first half. Coverage tonight from the Gold Rush. We'll be covering all games at the Macomb Holiday Tournament beginning at 28th of December. Bright and early at 9 a.m. Camp will take on A-Town. Farmer's possession here, try to bring it. Hayden back out front to Jed Anderson. They'll back it out the 2-3 zone there.
Actually, they're showing more of a 1-2-2.
Yeah, it kind of depends on how you see Alexander, how he adjusts out of that.
I think they're going to try and trap on the wings, Wayne.
Yeah. They use that extra man there. 5-17 off the far side. Urias. Girl Anderson launches a 3. He'll advise shot from the far corner. That's deflection, Farmington, and then IB comes up with it. Again, off the top of the key, Cam Scott in motion, in and out, no good. Tap up, who gets it? Farmington, and it's IB comes up with the recovery there, and Braden Cox for the offensive board. Breaks for a tie, it's 29-27. Second period here, 4:50 from the Gold Rush on this Saturday night. Opposite side of the floor now, they work it to this left side near the IB bench, and telegraph that pass turnover by Farmington. That's their fourth. Bauer picked it. He launches the 3 to the opposite side. That's a net by Bauer. talking to his dad, Steve Priest, before the game. You know, his grandfather is Aaron Priest, one of the great Bradley basketball players and greats of Canton history.
Unlimited range so far, that's for sure.
32-27, IB with the advantage. They led it early, 5-1. Urias, again, Farmington in much need of a bucket here. They didn't get it that time.
I think relying on a three can come back to haunt you.
Here comes Bauer, sets and in and out. That thing in the cylinder, back out. And IB couldn't get to the baseline there, so Farmington recovers. Big trip down the floor by Farmington. Diggs was standing in the volleyball area, and he was going to cock the elbow.
He was ready, wasn't he?
3:44. Coach Jeff Otto saying the overload on one side. We need to screen off the opposite side. Urias, they tried to get to him, but they covered it up. Good job defensively by Cam Scott over there. Farmington in the lane. It takes a little runner.
Nice.
He's more than just a three-point specialist. He can shoot from field goal range. Good free throw shooter, 32-29. Roberts back to within three. Bauer looks to get the ball to Brunega. Along the baseline, a tough angle. He leans in, kisses it off the glass.
I tell you, you're in your paycheck right there.
13 in the night from Brunega. It's 34-29. Again, it equals her biggest lead of the night. We're coming up on 3 minutes before halftime. Bob Wagnerly on River with you, along with the NFHS staff here at Farmington. Good to have you along. And I'll broadcast here on this Saturday night. Paul chips, one night plus. And again, Higgs comes up with it and down the lane. It's going to be a fair control against Higgs. Coach Jeff Bottom are ready to rip the jacket off on that call. But
hey, I'm going to look sleeveless there real quick.
It's going to be a fair control against Higgs.
That's turnover number five for the Farmers.
And I think it's going to be the second against Higgs. That's why I thought more importantly than the player control is the second one against Higgs. Inbounds, Cox trying to get it. Lob it to Brunega. Sideline between the circle. That's going to be a travel. We've seen that many times. That's a couple of times we've seen Alani Bluffs call for that.
He's going to get on a dead sprint before the dribble starts. That's turnover number six for Alani Bluffs.
So the Tigers turn the ball over. Coach Clay Vass asking the official about something here with 2:45. I don't know if it's a travel or what. 34-29. IB plays the D. He's still talking to the official. There's Tim. Bounce pass. Down the little block area to Nick Johnson. That runs the baseline. Lean in jumpers. No good. Hybus around. It's Brunega and moving under. Going to be a foul whistled against Blake Mattson. Had his position, but again, it was underneath the bucket there. So Mattson commits the foul.
I tell you, that wingspan from Brunega makes a difference.
Well, I tell you.
It's tough to defend.
I was talking not only to Coach Vass, but talking to Steve Priest a little bit, and he said he just played with a higher level of AAU during the summertime and it upped his game. They played all over the country, and just his ability and, again, his growth as a player just kind of blossomed over season.
So his skills are caught up with the size of that frame.
2:28, Brunega to the free throw line, and got the friendly rule.
That's a shooter's touch.
Absolutely. Again, he's had a numerous, I think Evansville was at the game last night, scouting him. He's had Illinois. He's had a number of schools looking at him.
Definitely going to have some choices to make.
Second free throw is good. He's 5 for 5 for the stripe. He's got 15 on the evening, 36-29. They extend their lead, biggest of the night here from Farmington. And again, it goes out of bounds, turnover by Farmington.
I think a shot, Liam.
Yeah.
I think they're selling the three too much in this quarter. Someone has to show the ability to attack the basket.
Inbounds, it comes to the front court here. Cam Scott picked up there by Higgs, who has the two fouls. Guards Cam Scott. He works off the dribble. Lean in, kisses off the glass. He just has a natural ability to score. Again, it's his third field goal in this period, 38-29.
Not very defensively when you've got two fouls.
Again, here from Farmington, 38-29. Farmington, much in need of a bucket here. They were within 29-27 and haven't scored since that time. That's a travel the opposite side against Farmington.
That's six turnovers for Farmington.
Six ties in our first half. Farmington had a lead of 14-13. One of the last leads they had in this game. Minute 49, clock runs. Scott crosses to the front court. Bauer off the dribble, that's a travel. And a little stutter step there. can't pick up before you put the ball on the floor.
If there's one call that the official's not afraid to make, it's Travis.
That has been tonight.
Pretty much all of them.
And at 43, they roll the ball inbounds. Judd Anderson with a minute 40. Front court, right to left in this first half of basketball. We're in the tail end of the second period tonight. Their coverage from the Gold Rush in Farmington tonight. Back out front. They adjust out of that. They go to 1-2-2. Zone. Off the top of the key. Into the hands of Urias. Swings it. That's, again, Nick Johnson. He'll go opposite side by Farmington. First 2 points of the night. 38-31 now. Back to within 7. IB with the possession. They walk it up. And then Cam Scott tries to kick it a little bit too faster. Turnover by IB. Here comes, again, Farmington down the floor and a quick reach and a foul. Probably against a Bauer.
I agree with that.
I think he had the first inside reach there. And again, against Brock. It'll be his first. And it'll put Farmington to the free throw line with about 61 seconds left in our half.
They were one,
by Higgs is good.
They were 1-for-5 until that make right there.
Broke a pretty good snap there. It went quite a while without a few points there. And back to the line will be Eric Higgs. Tremendous receiver. Combination of Dylan Hayden, Eric Higgs, one of the standout combos in football this season. 38-33 now. Get 9 points. Been the biggest lead in this game by either team. They advantage from IB. Again, Coach Vass wants to get somebody to check in here. Bauer, I guess the next stoppage of play is when he'll re-enter. That's kind of weird. Comes off the floor.
And puts him right back in.
again, IB with the basketball across the timeline. Again, swings the pass. That's Lance Crisp. And again, a long-range stick. And Brunigan, 2 or 3 steps above the top of the apex of the arc. And Brunigan, nothing but net. 41-33. That was an impressive long range by Brunigan. He's the guy who'll probably play at that next, probably be a 3 in college, but again, he needs more of a presence inside here at this level in high school. 25 seconds turn by Farmington. They've had a couple. Brunigan takes it down the middle of the lane. Missed a gimme. On a few misses, he missed. Off the right side, step through. That's Bobby's favorite play of the night, the Euro. He misses it. 41-33 with under 8 seconds here. Farmington possession. Jed Anderson off the baseline. Nick Johnson far side. It's Hayden. Misses everything. That's the way the half comes to a close. Kind of a, really, at the end, it was all Lonnie Bluffs. Farmington had a tough time the last 2 or 3 minutes. Again, at halftime, Lonnie Bluffs in front here. 41-33. Halftime is up next. It's brought to you by Monocle's Pizza. Home of the family pleaser. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. 647-1127. Your perfect post-game stop, 135 North 5th in Canton. A reminder, the Monocles will be closed at 5 p.m. Christmas Eve and closed Christmas Day. They will be open Monday, December 26th. Bob and I step aside while the NFHS Network here for Farmington. Back here in 2 minutes.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GE Mechanical, 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GE Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairieland Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at SpoonRiverAnimalClinic.com.
Join WBYS each Saturday morning at 9:05 for Coach's Roundtable, the basketball edition live from Hy-Vee. The 55-minute show has scores for the Midland High and Prairieland Conferences. One-on-one conversation with boys and girls coaches from Canton, Farmington, Lewistown, North Fulton, and Illini Bluffs. Breakfast and basketball Saturday at 9:05, Coach's Roundtable on WBYS AM 1560 and 93.7 FM. And enjoy website streaming and free app for download at 1560WBYS.com.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hosler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hosler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
Halftime here from Farmington tonight is brought to you by Monocle's Pizza. Over the family freezer, dine in, carry out, or delivery. Your perfect post-game stop at 135 North 5th in Canton. Bob Wagner, Leon River in the game. Got out of the gates, and again with a 5-0 IB advantage, 5-0 action before they shot the free throw. And again, six ties in our first half, and it was a back-and-forth game until about the end of, I got to say, about the first couple of minutes of that second period, 29-27, and then IB opened it up. Again, a seven-point advantage, a 9-2 run in that stretch, ended up being a nine-point lead, 38-29 here at halftime by 8, 41-33. But again, poor selection, some turnovers, combination for Farmington, and especially in that second period there, Bob.
Yeah, you know, I thought that run was pivotal to come into the lead at halftime, and I think the big thing that I saw in the first half is the Farmers are giving them way too many easy baskets. You know, I think the bulk of their points have been in the paint for Ryan Abrell, and they've been layups. You have to contest these shots and not give them open lanes to the rim, because the lineup up and shown they're capable of scoring the inside or the outside.
Yeah, they had Eric Higgs, and I thought their best offense was when not only when he made a couple of threes, but his cuts to the basket. You know, when he was receiving some passes and doing some mixture of things, but they changed a lot of their defenses, went back and forth, and it did alter Farmington the way he attacked them, especially in that second period.
It did. I thought the rotation from the 2-3 and the 1-2-2, and they actually showed a little bit of man-to-man when Coach Otto took Higgs out of the contest. I think they're trying to keep them out of kilter as far as getting into a flow offensively, and I think for the most part it's worked, but I think Farmington is one of those teams that if they can get a few shots at ball and get back into the street, they can get right back into this game.
They're a team that either feeds off a lot of energy by Urias or, again, by Higgs, and hitting on opposite wings. And it got into a little bit of a rhythm in that first period there and battled back on a couple of different shots. But, again, six ties in this first half, and it shows you not much of a difference in the way that Illini Bluffs went about their business. They find ways to score. You know, like Cam Scott taking some people off the dribble. They went baseline. They went the short corner. Got the ball inside to, again, Brunega. They have a tough time when you're double and tripling people, and he still finds a way to dribble and make the maneuver along the baseline.
Yeah, when you look at Illini Bluffs offensively, you know, they have a pretty high shooting percentage for this game in particular, because most of the points are from 5 feet in. You know, when you have that kind of a basket, you know, to make in front of you, it increases your chances, and that's one of the reasons why they've dropped 41 points so far in this game.
41-33 advantage belongs here at halftime to Illini Bluffs. And again, our in-game stats throughout the year brought to you by Crawford's Home Furnishings. Shop small, shop local, shop Crawford's during the extended holiday hours for all of your home furnishings. Sundays, they're open 1 till 4. Bob, take a look at the first half stats.
All right, Liam, for Illini Bluffs, they're 15-25 in field goals. That's an even 60%. 4 out of 10 in three-point shooting, 40%. 7-for-7 in free throws, a perfect 100%. 13 total rebounds, 5 offensive, 8 first-half turnovers. But the Farmington Farmers shooting 13-26 in field goals, and even 50%. 4-for-12 in three-point shooting, 33.3%. 3-for-7 in free throws, 42.9%. 9 total rebounds, 5 offensive, 7 first-half turnovers. The big stat for me, really, is points in the paint. Arlington with 10, a lineup up with 22.
22 big points there. Again, led by Taylor Brunga with 18. He had 11 of those in the first half. One tray that came towards the end of that second period, 18 by the senior Brunega, 3 by Brock Bauer, 3 by Lance Crist, 11 by Cam Scott, 2 by Braden Cox, 2 by Jason Alexander, and Carson Teal with a couple of free throws by Lonnie Bluffs at 41. Farmington 33, 16 by Eric Higgs. He had 9 of those. He had 3 trays in the opening period, and Higgs with 16. A couple of field goals by Hayden. Dylan has 4 points. Jacob Urias with 7. Judd Anderson with a couple of field goals. 2 missed free throws for 4. And Nick Johnson with a basket for 2. 41-33. Advantage to Illini Bluffs here on this Saturday night from the Gold Rush. More coming up after in-game stats are brought to you by Crawford's Home Furnishings. Again, check out their extended holiday hours for all of your home furnishings Sundays 1-4. More coming up right here on CD Country. 107.9 FM and the NFHS site here in Farmington. More coming up with the Monocle's Pizza Halftime Show as we resume back here in 2 minutes.
Introducing Repeat Refills. Now you can have your prescriptions filled automatically at the Hy-Vee Pharmacy. With Repeat Refills, your prescriptions are automatically filled ahead of time and ready when you are. We'll even call you when your order is ready. Let your Hy-Vee Pharmacy help you stay on top of your medication therapy. Ask your helpful Hy-Vee pharmacists about Repeat Refills today. Then you'll never have to worry about running out of medication again.
Repeat Refills, now available at your Canton Hy-Vee Pharmacy, 825 North Main Street.
Want the fastest internet service in Canton? Contact Mid-Century Fiber today. Incredible speeds at incredible prices. Go to fiberfastnow.com. Check out the Lock in Your Price for Life offering and pricing, then fill out the form to be part of the Faster Than Fast Fiberhood. Call 778-8611 and Mid-Century Fiber will guide you through the process. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at fiberfastnow.com.
Basketball is as Chicago as hot dogs with no ketchup. Extra and it's watching each game with the TV sound turned down and the radio turned all the way up.
Wade on the right side, and Wade is feeling it.
This is D-Wade. Listen to every Chicago Bulls game here.
3. Double bam! Oh, it's raining threes.
On the WLS Chicago Bulls radio network.
Bam!
The new home of the Chicago Bulls.
Your home for the Chicago Bulls only on AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.
Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push, or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seat House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service. That's why Perkins Seat House is your Husqvarna Power Equipment headquarters. Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
Get ready for second half basketball. Again, Farmington girls, congratulations on the good start. Again, their first-year head coach, Jim Noonan, they're at 9-3, and they're going to be playing for, again, the next weekend in the finals at the Knoxville-Abington tournament. So congratulations to the Farmington girls. They're at 9-3, heading into the finals on Wednesday night. Here from the Gold Rush, ready for second half basketball, and play resumes. Lonnie Bluffs attacking off to the right, to the left here in this third period of basketball. Up by 8, Brunega turns, spins, extra step, and a foul on the baseline. Quick foul there against Farmington. He started off at the top of the free throw line, so they're going to isolate him and get him a few touches to begin this third period.
They're going to let him take his opponent off the dribble, and that's one thing that he has the ability to do.
And Terrell Anderson picks up his third, and Brunega to the free throw line. 19th point of the game. He is 6 of 6 from the stripe.
Yeah, they have yet to miss the team.
They do a lot of phases. You know, listening to Coach Clay Vass's point, he says, we've improved a lot of areas. He says, defensively, we're a better team than we were a year ago.
And they are. I mean, yep. I think they're still improving than they, but they are definitely better.
Out front, Judd Anderson, baseline, short corner. They try to attack Terrell Anderson, reverse it to the opposite side, try to set up against IB's defense. Out front, Powers almost made the steal. Off to the near side to Hayden. Bounce pass from Brunega's shoulder. Off to the right side. Took an extra step. Got the ball tipped out front. So gets it Jed Anderson. Look at their little bit of a kind of a different, at least looking for their defense out there, Bobby.
It's more of a matchup.
Yep, it is.
What they're trying to accomplish this time around.
Yep. You can match out of that kind of a zone. It has some man kind of man points to it.
They're trying to switch at the perimeter for it, too.
Yeah. And Farmington's befuddled by it, that's for sure. Opposite far sideline, back out front. Again, it's Uray as a long three from the far sideline. Misses the ball, tipped in the lane. Who gets it? That Jacob does. Urias off the bounce, Higgs. He has no limit on where he wants to shoot. There's no doubt. Urias couldn't cock it, fire it. Give a go down the lane to Higgs. Nice little left-handed shot. Weak side rebound is by Brunega. Bauer lets traffic go by. Brunega set, shoots a long three, and swish by Brunega. 25-0 advantage to start this period is IB 46-33. This team has a lot of weapons, and they are pretty successful offensively when they do crank it up.
They put the Palmer offense out about 25 feet away from the basket, Leon.
6'10"
to walk.
That's a travel to our opposite side against Farmington.
That's 8 for the Farmers.
Again, it's really slowing them down. They're not getting any looks out of the three. They're closing out on the three-point shooters. In the backcourt, talk about some quickness. The ball knocked away. Good defensively there by Farmington, chasing with Jed Anderson.
They want to use a simple little crossover, then he's just a burst down the lane.
And again, the inbounds will come from IB. Look to cross-court it. Nope, they go to into the hands of Alexander. And it's a reach and a foul underneath.
Hey, he called someone out of the drill. I didn't know he was capable there for a little while.
That's going to be a foul whistled against Dylan Hayden. I believe that's going to be his second. Back out front, Bauer reverses it. Brune again, they're moving screen. Yep, Alexander. That's going to pick up his third. So it's his third.
If you're going to set a screen, you've got to set it.
Yep. Got to maintain stoppage.
That's turnover number 9. So we want to have what?
46-33 into the third period, 5:50. Again, Farmington trying to solve the little matchup. At times, it goes almost a diamond. You know, look at the way that they chase her out front, being Alexander or Bauer. Zone premise down the lane. Nice little cut. That's the way to solve it. Terrell Anderson with a big bucket there to stop that 5-0 start. 5:28 into the front court. Bauer bounce pass to Brunega and gives it to Anderson and take away the basket.
That's a charge on Brunega.
And again, Brunega. And that was a nice little play there, but again, Brunega going to pick up the charge and the turnover.
And turnover number 10 for Lionel.
So a couple in this period, 46-35 and 5:21. Clock runs in this third period. They just continue to attack. You know, they have a tough time if you try to off a defensive with your team to shut them down in any phase. Opposite baseline, Higgs, recovery. Urias swatted away by Brunega. Tap out, IB gets it off the bounce. That's Cam Scott crossing the timeline. Looks for Brunega inside. Near side, Alexander. Works it off the left baseline. The team against Brunega. Along the baseline. His spins. Ball stripped away. Turnover by IB.
11.
Down to floor. Block shot there by Cox. By IB defense. Out top of the key, it's Hayden. Hicks from steps beyond the arc. Spins it out, no good on the three ball.
And they have lost the ability, man, to make that three.
Cam Scott. That's the timeline, works it, and that was almost a double dribble.
Should have been, yeah, I agree.
Brock Bauer from the elbow left side and bounces, doesn't go in. Everybody blocking and holding people out. We'll see. And that's been against Brunega. He was holding his man. Tide is starting to turn a little bit here, but it's going to be Farmington's going to seize the moment here. 4:17. Technical. Coach Ray Bass. Sideline. Technical on the coach.
And then he has to sit the rest of the game.
So 4:35 here. Again with 4:17.
You can only search just so much.
when it's your main guy out there and he gets one of those holding calls. And the coach, that's Hicks, makes the free throw. So a much-needed turn of event here for Farmington to stay in this game because IB was on the verge of really running away with this thing. 10-point now advantage.
Get back to within single digits with a basket.
46-36 here. Farmington possession here. Good trip down to four of the Farmers against the zone. Working around the far sideline. Long three. That's Hicks. Wow. Opposite over by the Farmington, the Owen Farmington. That's where he shot it from the opposite side of the floor. Steal almost. IB. Shot and no good by Cam Scott. And a foul underneath the hoop there. At 357, 46-39. That shot is way over by the fan, by the student section over there.
Might have been from the front row.
Watches it. Inbound steal. Lonnie blunts the turnover. Here comes Farmington Hicks down the lane. That's a reach and a foul against Brock Bauer. That's a good foul, though, by the junior, Brock Bauer. He got back in time to stop the easy bucket there.
Got to make him earn it.
And again, Farmington's got him reeling, and it's a big turnaround with their defense, isn't it? 46-39 to the line will be Hicks. 20 points on the night. And he connects on the first of two. Couple free throws. He is now, take a look at him, 5 of 7 to the free throw line. And Hicks back to the stripe and knocks it down as well. 22 of the night, back to within 5. And again, Cam Scott, he's having a hard time controlling him. I tell you what, if you let him get past the timeline of the middle floor, then he really kicks it into gear.
It's possible to do it at 100 miles an hour because he is nonstop.
And Judd Anderson by slow by any means.
No.
Inbounds will stack IB offensively overhead. Back court here with 3:47. IB with the advantage, 46-41. Long three to the opposite side. Cox took the shot opposite sideline there with a miss. Farmington digs down to Urias with 3:33, third period. Back out front, Judd Anderson. They shift out of that zone. High post, bounce pass underneath, thrown away. That was almost one of those things like Nick Johnson just sort of took the free throw line jumper there.
I agree.
He was just below the free throw line.
Take what's given to you.
Farmington with the turnover. 46-41, IB advantage. This is where you get the ball in your hands of your stud. That's Brunig. It pops out the jumper short. Starting to miss the blanks here. Farmington, Hicks, opposite side, puts the ball to the floor. Nice kick to the right side. Jen Anderson lean in. He got fouled, no call. Loose ball, Farmington gets the carom. Hicks with the three to the near side. Rims out, no good. They tap up, no good. Nick Johnson battles. Alexander comes out of the pack.
Right into the ball.
Up the floor, playing hard in this stretch. Down by 5. Quick low look pass. Scott finds underneath Braden Cox.
A three pass.
Back and forth. They're back up by 7. Here comes Farmington and Hicks attack off the baseline. He was a blur on the opposite side. Have been treated one heck of a game here. 48-43 with 2:24. Almost a near steal. Good play there by Jed Anderson. Use the elbow is caught. Wanted to foul one of the fans.
He does use that for some separation when he wanted it, for sure.
Tempers are going here. We're getting the rate of your heartbeat going here. Both these teams going to fight to the end of this one. These are bragging rights. Talk about these two distance of the schools. 2-minute mark here, third period. Off the dribble, Jed Anderson kicks it up. Top of the key, Nick Anderson, a three. Big shot there. Nice dribble penetration in. And Farmington is down by 2. Don't let down. Minute 45, quick hand check. I think it's going to be against Jed Anderson. And for Jed, I've got him 2 fouls. Play him in at 44. 48-46. Coach Otto's up applauding his effort for his team. They're back in the game after being down by 10. Back here with a quick timeout here from Farmington after the 60-second timeout on CD Country 107.9 FM.
Save Delta dear, what are you doing?
I'm test flying my new parrot drone from Nerds on Call. I might just load all the toys on this puppy and deliver remotely from home this year.
Yes, dear. All the top tech toys from Nerds on Call make wonderful gifts for the children.
Oh, the children.
Yes, dear. They have special holiday tech gift baskets, too, for everyone.
Even big kids?
Even big kids.
Nerds on Call, a Facet company. Find locations at CoolestNerds.com.
During the holidays, hackers, viruses, and network crashes can freeze your business just when your customers need you the most. This year, don't sweat the tech stuff. Call Facet Technologies and relax. Here's Facet President Brian Ford.
Facet will back up your information, keep your system secure, and make sure you're running smoothly through the holidays. It's what we call holiday peace of mind.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader, with IT support and backup built for business, even during the holidays. See it all now at FacetTech.com.
After a 10-point advantage, that is dissolved. It's 2 points with a minute 44. IB will inbound, and they'll do that at the near side. Carson Teal lobbed it underneath, and the ball deflected. It goes off of Braden Cox.
I don't think that's a good inbound. No, I bet your big boy trying to throw one down.
I'm looking at this stretch. I'm going to run the runs of clock here a little bit. Hang on to the basketball. You don't want to get Farmington the possession back here. Extended zone by IB. Out front, Nick Johnson. Higgs. Aaron in from about the volleyball line out there. And a 29, ball stripped away. Who gets it? Farmington retrieves it. That's Blake Madsen. Kicks it to our opposite side. Greens off to this near side to Hayden. Urias, one of the cock against Barun to go to the near side. 2 point advantage belongs to IB. They can take the lead with the three. It's Higgs, rimmed it off the left side. They'll get a Hayden with the rebound. They keep the possession with the 62-second mark here. Back out front, tail end of this third period. Again, it was a game at halftime. It was by 8. They had by 10 at one stretch. Farmington on a run. They're back within 2. They have the basketball. In between the circle. That's Matson. They'll pull it out. They're going to settle for 1 to tie here or take the lead at the end of this third period. Here from Farmington tonight. So Evan Otto, remember that he can't the Little Giants in the center, head coach Jeff Otto. Something to say hi to us.
Bunch of Little Giants here tonight. Yep.
32-second mark here.
Might as well watch the competition. You're going to be seeing it for long.
I know. And again, they'll dribble out front here. That's Urias. Where is number 33 at? That's where you got to know if you are IB. He tries to break off the left side with 17. Urias points directions. They run Nick Johnson. He may be another choice in this.
Higgs are being hounded by Cam Scott.
8-second mark here. Farmington and Higgs with 6. He dribbles off the baseline. Kicks it out to the opposite side with 3. Whips it. Urias shot to this near side. Off the mark. We battle through 3. It's IB by 2. Tight game going on. Non-conference action here on a Saturday night. It's IB 48. Farmington 46. Our coverage back here in a minute on CD Country 107.9 FM.
Lozier Oil in Farmington is a proud sponsor of area high school sports. Good luck to all participating student-athletes and coaches. The staff at Lozier Oil are very proud of you. Lozier Oil supplies high-quality mobile lubricants to the trucking and farming industry. Their products keep your valuable machines running better year after year. Lozier Oil knows they need to earn your business every day. For service that can't be beat, call Lozier Oil today, 245-4846. That's 245-4846 for Lozier Oil Company in Farmington.
At Davis Buick GMC, we are devoted to delivering outstanding customer service while helping you find that new or used Buick or GMC vehicle. Whether you are looking to purchase or lease, we invite you to come in and let our sales assist you and your family in finding the right Buick Enclave or LaCrosse. Or how about a GMC Sierra or Acadia? They are all here. We also offer full parts or service department that is second to none. Davis Buick GMC, 2051 North Main, Canton, 647-1212, where the customer is our business.
Fourth period, here we go. Hang on. As a two-point game, IB started out with a 5-0 advantage. They only scored just the 2 free throws. That was it at the tail end of that period there. And Farmington ended up scoring a 13-7 advantage. Down by 2, they keep the basketball here to start this fourth period. Out front, off to the near side. That's a Matson. Looks over the defense. Again, that zone they extended on the perimeter. Out front will be Urias. Now it's Judd Anderson looking it over, trying to be patient in this offense here. Field goal will tie, take the lead with a 3. Bounce pass from Judd Anderson. They reverse it between the circle. Cut through the lane. Urias flips the pass. Good read there by Brock Bauer. Nice quickness on the steal there. Turnover. Down four. You got a man wide open and a pass. He is attended to Bruniga. Had a man defensively. Step in there and knocked it away. And I tell you what, you look at the Illini bluffs, Keel was wide open and the ill-advised pass there.
Yeah, never make that extra pass. Take the shot.
You know?
Let the big little rebound if there's a miss.
That's right. He's right there in position. 7:22. We're underway fourth period.
Hesitation can come back to nip you.
Opposite side here. They run a screen. And they look to get Higgs open to the near side here. Hayden reverses it to the opposite side. That's Judd Anderson. Higgs floats to the top of the key, receives the pass. Back out front to Terrell Anderson. He'll play catch. Sideline. That is Urias. Where the top of the key, Anderson. Higgs cuts through. He receives the pass there on numerous different times in their offense. It runs. They cut through this time with Anderson. Terrell goes to the opposite side. 48-46, 6:46 here. Try to be patient against this zone. It's keeping the ball out of the hands of IB, which is another important factor here. They have an ability, but they've been a little stagnant the last 2 or 3 minutes of this game. IB has. Urias, guarded there by Bruniga, takes him off the dribble, leans in, swings the pass opposite side, Judd Anderson, leans in, baseline jumper good by Judd Anderson, ties this game at the 6:19 mark. A loose ball, Farmington comes up with it, a turnover by IB. 48 apiece. Puts the brakes on the opposite side of the floor. Terrell Anderson, Coach Otto, takes the timeout. 6:09 remaining in our game. 48-48. That's our seventh tie this game. Flowers take the timeout. We're back here on the NFHS Network and CDK 107.9 FM. Back in 1 minute.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Farm King, the family store with more for hunting season. Find bows and cases, tree stands, ammo, guns, blinds, targets, archery accessories, and more for every outdoorsman this season. The largest selection of archery and hunting gears at Farm King in Monmouth, Canton, Galesburg, Macomb, Kewaunee, and Burlington. So if you need to add gun accessories, calls or decoys, knives, traps, or rain gear to your collection, shop Farm King and make them your official hunting headquarters. Farm King, the family store with more for the outdoorsman and hunting season.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
Seven ties in this non-conference rival, and we're knotted there. Now it's 6:09 left here. Farmington inbounds to Reyes right in front of the student body. Back out front to Judd Anderson. Bauer meets Anderson, and he'll cross back of the timeline here. 6:04. Off dribble. Isolate the top of the key there. Swing the pass to Hayden. Dillon looks over that defense. Motion, cut through. Motion, handoff. What's he going to do? Out front with the basketball, Urias. Now the exchange, guarded there by a defense there by Alexander. I'd attack him. He's got the three foul.
I would too.
39, dribbles down the lane, and that is going to be a foul. We'll see which one. It could be against Alexander or, yep. That's the guy that I would attack. He's got so much quickness, and he's got length in the defense in the middle there. That's going to be his fourth. 16 foul. Back out front. Oh, and they're going to throw the ball away. It would have been an over and back. Backcourt in a violation. Their turnover by Farmington gives it back to IB with the same tied with 5:27 remaining. Last year at Glassford, 74-71. They lost again. Turnaround jumper in the lane. Goes good for Braden Cox. End of this fourth period. Again, Farmington ended up winning in the Athens Regional, so they split a year ago. Jumper the far side, Higgs with a big three. Opposite side. 51-50 and answered by Bruniga with a dunk. Bruniga with a big dunk with 4:53.
You're trying to get one all night, man.
52-51. Great rivalry. Again, continues here in 2016. Kicked it out to the near side. Pushed up by Reyes. Rimmed out, no good. Rebound, Cox fights for it. In traffic. IB with the advantage. 52-51. Fun game. Brodigan swatted from behind. Swatted. They're punched by Jacob Urias, and they got the fans rolling with the one gold on the opposite side. 4:29 here. This got the feeling of the regional kind of atmosphere tonight,
it does,
Bobby.
It does.
52-51. This will be the site of one of the regionals in that subsection along with Porta. So these teams could play again in the regional. Along the baseline, Cox powered his way inside. He's got three field goals all in this period. 54-51, back up by three. Off to the near side. Higgs tries to answer, he does. Oh, yeah. Eighth tie. 54-54 with 4:04. He knew it was going to go down, man. It just had that feel.
Game of lots of action.
It is. Cam Scott. Cox almost drug the pivot foot there. Fowler. Brunega. He answers this near side. In and out, no good. Tied 54-54, 3:46. Jed Anderson, you can hear Coach Otto hold up both hands for a play. They want to run off to this near side. Jed Anderson, sideline. Rabbit, it's Hayden. 3:33, cuts through. Higgs, near side. Oh, Bowers got a hand out through the passing lane. He scoops and slides out of bounds. Good hustle there by Brock Bauer.
That's some quickness, isn't it?
He had the inside angle there. 3:25. Farmington possession. Three quarters of the floor. They'll inbound. Backcourt will be Urias. 3:32. Eight ties in this game in the fourth period. Over the top. Goes to throw Anderson. Higgs to the other side. Three. Put up another three on that wall. A tray by Higgs, 57-54. Did with a steal. Great pass. Here comes Farmington. Underneath. Higgs. Slides him underneath. That's Phil Anderson with a big bucket. 59-54. And here the Farmers rally cry here. With 2:57 left. A three and a steal and a field goal. 59-54. Under 3 minutes left here in regulation. Back here after this full 60-second timeout.
At Spoon River College, you'll save thousands and you'll learn from some of the best. Hi, this is Todd Thompson, Diesel Power and Systems Technology Instructor at Spoon River College. At SRC, you'll work with instructors who empower you to do your best work. With an average student to faculty ratio of 17 to 1, you can bet your instructor will know you by name and will care about your success. Spoon River College offers excellence in education right here, close to home.
Spring classes start January 17th. Visit src.edu to learn more.
I'm Mid-America National Bank Business Development Officer Kevin Stevenson. We're all on the go these days. That's what makes mobile banking so useful.
I'm Lauren Flickinger, personal banker. Download our mobile banking app so you can view accounts, transfer money, pay bills, and even deposit checks, all from your mobile device.
Mid-America National Bank, your bank for life. In Canton, Cuba, Lewistown, and Macomb. Visit us at midnatbank.com. Member FDIC.
We had an eight tie at 54-54, and then this roof ball fell in. Got a big three by Higgs. A steal. Higgs was going to shoot the three, but what a brilliant pass. And it found underneath a big bucket there. And what's a huge swing here. 5-0 run, 59-54. And again, a big bucket there in this period as well. Brunigan fights his way through, and again, they call a late foul. That's a foul out. Yeah, that's just, you know, to me, they already played the good defense, and he called it after the fact.
He's the guy in the worst position to blow the look.
Yep. I'd be asking some questions, that's for sure. Again, Urias picked up the foul. It is his third. Brunigan connects on the free throw.
Yeah, your back in every line up both down with those four fouls.
Yep. 24 of the night by Brunega. He steps back here to get his team a little bit closer. Another free throw. He's not missed tonight. 9 for 9. 59-56.
He's not going to score a lot more than what he has.
Yeah, they haven't really been able to get the ball consistently to him in the second half.
He hasn't had a big first half. He hasn't done much since.
Back out front. Dribble along the baseline. Farmington's done a better job of solving his zone here since about the middle of the third. Did a pretty good job. One of the back cut here.
Lineup looks playing man-to-man right now.
2:17, 59-56. Out front he goes through throw. Anderson. Covered up. Anderson, Bauer reached, no grabbed him, no call. Opposite side, it goes to Hayden. Guarded there by Bruniga. Back out front, it goes to Threll Anderson. Under 2 minutes here. Outs past the opposite side, Urias. Double, opposite side, Farmington couldn't save it. Now Farmington does. Urias will reach from behind, and that's going to be a timeout by Coach Otto. And he says, you got to think, use your vision, better decision-making. 59-56, minute 47. That's a 30-second timeout. Back there to Farmington in the goal rush. 3-point Farmington lead back in 30 seconds.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GE Mechanical, 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GM Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
Farmington took the timeout. By the way, so status timeout-wise in this game here.
Hey, Leon, the Farmers have two full timeouts left. The lineup looks have 2:30 and one full left.
And at 47 on the clock here, 59-56. Jed Anderson back court now. Against Brock Fowler, Urias, Jed Anderson dribbles out of traffic at the opposite side. Next foul puts him in the bonus. Another key thing here. Urias dribbles down, had an opening, kicks it. And I didn't pull the trigger. That's Thrill Anderson.
You got the lead, right? Yep. Come on,
looking out here, trying to get the ball. Loose ball, Farmington, and then a ball goes out of bounds. It stays with the Farmers. They catch a break there. Something bad could have happened there. Minute 23 left here. It's been a draining game. It's been a fun, exciting game. Lob it, and Hayden gets clobbered. Alexander's going to commit the foul, and he will be gone.
He had no choice.
Nope. He ends with one field goal, and again, got a couple fouls early. Again, they lobbed it underneath the Hayden. He made his way to the hoop, and he'll shoot some important free throws here with a minute 22. Substitution. Lance Crisp will come in. And again, fans give him a round here for the IB fans.
IB just got a whole lot shorter with that move.
A lot of basketball junkies in the house here tonight, man. You can go with it. It's an all-star lineup, as it's a lot of folks here tonight. Hayden with a free throw. And a timeout taken by IB. 60-56 with a minute 22. We'll take a full time or shoot free throw at the opposite end of the break. Back here in 60 seconds.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairie Land Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at spoonriveranimalclinic.com.
Join WBYS each Saturday morning at 9:05 for Coach's Roundtable, the basketball edition live from Hy-Vee. The 55-minute show has scores for the Midland High and Prairie Land Conferences. One-on-one conversation with boys and girls coaches from Canton, Farmington, Lewistown, North Fulton, and Illini Bluffs. Breakfast and basketball Saturday at 9:05, Coach's Roundtable on WBYS AM 1560 and 93.7 FM. And enjoy website streaming and free app for download at 1560WBYS.com.
Coach, again, Clay Vass took the timeout, minute 22, 60-56. Back into the free throw attempt here from Dylan Hayden. He's got 5 points of the night. Minute 22 left here. Hayden bends at the knees and makes the free throw. 61-56. A little breathing room now. Not much, but a little bit by the Farmers. They play the D. Run against down the lane. His shot rolled up no good. Over the back. And a push that's going to be against Brunica. And a good job of blocking out. Again, you had Terrell Anderson did a really good job there, Bob, of blocking out. And Brunica was over the back. And that's going to be his third.
That's what it takes for those ball games, Leon. It's all about position.
Pass means nothing. What do you come into? The emotions of the basketball game in the high school level, man. What did you do for me last night does not come into play, man. You outplay, you outposition, you outplay. They take a lead by here. Free throw is good by Terrell Anderson.
All about crunch time.
And Farmington has answered the bell, that's for certain here.
Yeah.
Took about the middle of the third. They turned it on. They came down 10. They lead it now, 63-56, with a minute left here. Cox, long three. And again, a big three ball there by Braden Cox. 63-59, 58 seconds remaining in our game. Back here to Farmington after this 30-second timeout.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hosler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hosler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
Timeout, and what's the status on our timeouts now, Bob? It's 58 seconds remaining here.
I have both at 130, and the Pioneer Farms at 2 full.
All right. 4-point difference, and it'll be Farmington with the possession here. A little backcourt trap here.
Trying for the turnover and then foul.
Little 1-2-2. They'll try to trap out with 52 seconds. They've got to get across the timeline. That was the main one. Woo. Dangerous pass in between. Big snags it. Urias off the side. Jed Anderson with 43. Got a pass and move now. Pass and move. Back out front. 37 seconds. You've got to do foul or got to do something if you're IB, though. 34 seconds now.
24 seconds off the clock. Just for one foul.
And Cox and with the three fouls.
Yeah, I had to play the game where you can't get the turnover at half court line, then you get a foul. You have as much time on the clock as you possibly can.
And again, Hayden will step back to the stripe, and he makes the first one. Three in a row he's made.
That's only missed one free the entire second half.
Yep. That was by Higgs.
Yeah.
In the third period there. Dylan Hayden sinks the free throw. Common and collected. 65-59. Makes it pretty tough now. If you can make a key stop here, no threes. If you put the ball stripped away, and if you're reaching a foul, might be the best thing that happened, really. Don't allow three. Yep. Brock Fowler. They get a foul. Ball came loose, and he was fouling it again. Farmers. Can you make this one? It's really
double bonus time, yep. Leon.
So again, Higgs steps to the free throw line. Looking for point number 31 on the night and missed the free throw. Next one coming up for Eric. Senior for this Farmington basketball team steps back to the line here. And again, sinks that free throw. 31 of the night, 66-59, 24 seconds. Brunica from three, in and out, they'll get it rattled, and Cox with the rebound. That's going to be a foul against Higgs underneath. That stops the clock with 20 seconds. Still have life if you're IB, but it's shrinking. Cox will go to the free throw line. Shot will have a chat with Judd Anderson, telling him the assignments. And Cox missed the free throw. Loose ball, Farmington, and it's going to be a reach and a foul. You can tell frustration.
It is really gotten really good tonight.
And one of the things, talking a little bit about him, he's a guy who doesn't show a lot of emotion a lot of times in the game. He's seen a little frustration in this second half. They've done a really good job defending him, not allowing him to get in the flow and dictating really the tempo of this game here.
And when things aren't going your way, sometimes you got to force the issue and try and make them go your way.
And Brunica commits his fourth foul with 16 seconds. And Dylan Hayden back to the free throw line where he has made fifth in a row.
He had a nine this quarter.
highways are pretty good shape. It's just the sidewalks and parking lots and those type of things that are the icy nemesis tonight. 68-59. Closing seconds here from the goal rush tonight. Brunigan kicks, shoots the three, misses it with 8 seconds. Looking for a foul. He's a frustrated young man. This is one of those games, though. You know, we talk about a game that Farmington lost the last second shot to West Hancock. And again, that was a learning game, Coach Otto said. It was one of those learning games we just had to kind of go through. Shot off the mark, no good. Farmington pushes the ball down the floor, and it's a layup by Higgs that seals the deal. 33 tonight by Higgs, with a huge win by the Farmers here tonight. Farmington 70 and IB 59, third loss of the year. Alani Bluff, Farmington goes to 9-1. If you take a look at the final on this one, the stats here, Farmington a big fourth quarter. And again, a big win right before the holiday break. We'll talk about the McComb Holiday Tournament, all that as we get to our post-game show. That's up next. It's brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse, North Main in Canton. Stop in Big Rack for their nightly specials, your favorite steak dinner, Big Rack Steakhouse, North Main in Canton. Big thanks to the NFHS guys here on site tonight. We appreciate them assisting along with our broadcast. Nathan back in the studios of CD Country 107.9 FM. Final tonight, Farmington, a big win. 70-59 here for the Gold Rush tonight against Alani Bluff. Postgame when we return after this two-minute timeout.
What's smart? That's smart. Introducing That's Smart, a new brand that allows you to save money. From household items to pantry staples, you'll find a wide range of products throughout the store. It's the smart way to save. That's smart.
Be smart. Visit your Canton Hy-Vee today for the new That's Smart groceries. The smart way to save. Only available at your Canton Hy-Vee, 825 North Main Street.
Want the fastest internet service in Canton? Contact Mid-Century Fiber today. Incredible speeds at incredible prices. Go to fiberfastnow.com. Check out the Lock In Your Price for Life offering and pricing. Then fill out the form to be part of the Faster Than Fast Fiberhood. Call 778-8611 and Mid-Century Fiber will guide you through the process. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at fiberfastnow.com.
Basketball is as Chicago as hot dogs with no ketchup.
Extra
and
mustard.
It's watching each game with the TV sound turned down and the radio turned all the way up.
Wade on the right side, and Wade is feeling it.
This is D-Wade. Listen to every Chicago Bulls game here.
Three. Double bam! Oh, it's raining threes.
On the WLS Chicago Bulls Radio Network.
Bam!
The new home of the Chicago Bulls.
Your home for the Chicago Bulls only on AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.
Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push, or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seat House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service. That's why Perkins Seat House is your Husqvarna Power Equipment headquarters. Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
Fans file out of here, and victory tonight for the home team, the Farmington Farmers. An impressive fourth period there. You know, when you take a look at the Farmington, they dug in defensively, caused some havoc out on the perimeter there. Their quickness kind of dictated, and that turned the tide, Bob, after, again, being down by 10, went on that nice little run. And, again, they catapulted again, the big explosion. Higgs with a couple of key threes, couple of key steals, but nice turn of events, tail end of the third, but again, they own most of the fourth period there, but a big turnaround in the second half for Farmington to turn the tide and get their ninth win of the year with one loss.
Yeah, I thought the game was definitely a game of halves for sure. I thought Alana and I both played almost flawless, you know, first half of the contest, and that gave them the lead going into halftime. Well, you saw the Farmers make adjustments. You know, they did a much better job blocking out, rebounding, and not allowing Alana and Bluff to get second-chance opportunities. And they got their big stud, Bruniga, pretty much out of the offense for the most part. If you look at a game where Alana Bluff shot 60% in the first half, only 37.5% in the second half. And they also got outshot the free throw line.
One of the things, again, Brundage pretty much in control, only got 7 points in the second half, and really he did not really get into flow. He did not was able to dictate a lot of their possessions. Again, Farmington did a good job of, again, guarding the perimeter and not allowing that pass, that second pass, that extra pass to find an opening. And Farmington's defense really was the game changer in this one, and again, they win 70-59. And last year in Grossford on December the 19th, IB won 74-71. And then, of course, in the regional, Farmington won that one 62-60. So this kind of sets the tone for the Macomb Holiday Tournament. For the win tonight, Farmington 70-59. You look at the, again, Macomb Holiday Tournament brackets. Again, it will be Lonnie Bluffs taking on Brown County on the December 28th at 4 o'clock. Macomb Farmington at 6:30. They could meet on the second night in an 8 o'clock game at Western Hall. So they could get a little bit of that. Again, factor of, again, meeting these teams. Again, and they could be played here in the regional again, as the Farmington we won't host in a sub-sectional along with Porta. Let's get to our final numbers. Our postgame is brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse, North Main and Canton. Stop at Big Rack for their nightly specials. One of your favorite steak dinners. It's Big Rack Steakhouse, 647-6000. We'll run down the numbers. We'll take a final quick 30-second timeout, and we'll get to our postgame with the stats and individual scoring back here in Farmington after the Farmers win 70-59, back in 30 seconds.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy, build on a solid foundation.
Yeah, I'm assistant coach. Back here again, 70-59. Let's take a look at these final stats, and those were brought to you by Crawford's Home Furnishings. Shop small, shop local, shop Crawford's during their extended holiday hours for all of your home furnishings, Sundays 1 to 4 p.m. BW, final stats here tonight.
All right, Leon, for your lineup was they were 21-41 in field goals. That's 51.2%. 6 out of 18 in three-point shooting, 33.3%. 11 for 13 in free throws, 84.6%. 21 total rebounds, 7 offensive, 17 total turnovers. For the Farmington Farmers, shooting 22-46 field goal, that's 50%. 9 out of 23 in three-point shooting, 39.1%. 15 for 21 in free throws, 71.4%. 21 total rebounds, 9 offensive, 11 total turnovers. A couple other stats to look at. Points in the paint, lineup was 28, Farmington with 16, but lineup was only had 6 of those in the second half. Points off turnovers, lineup was with 10, Farmington with 24.
All right, when you take a look at it, and those were key things, you just mentioned a couple of those. After our 8th tie at 54-54 is when Farmington turned the tide of the game and ended up winning 70-59. Final scoring in this one. He had Dylan Hayden connected off 6 free throws, key free throws down the stretch. He had 2 points of the game. Jacob Urias had 7, all those coming in the first half. Jed Anderson was 6. 5 tonight from Nick Johnson and also Thrill Anderson had 6 in the game tonight. A couple of late field goals, including a big assist there by Eric Higgs. And Eric tonight finishing with 33 points, 16 of those in the first half. But a couple of clutch threes in that stretch in that fourth period. That sends Farmington now to a 9-1 record, and they win 70-59. IB goes to 8-3, had 3 by Brock Fowler, 3 by Lance Crisp, 11 by Cam Scott, 13 of the night by Braden Cox, 2 by Jason Alexander, who fouled out, and Carson Teal with 2. And again, Taylor Brunega, 25, a little bit below his average into the mid-30s. He has 25, and he was held to 7 in that second half. Those are your finals tonight. Farmington 70, Lonnie Bluffs 59. Bob, final comment, and then we'll scoot out of here on this nasty, again, Saturday night.
We've only talked about big players at big games, and, you know, Eric Higgs is the one that stepped up bigger in tonight's contest. I think, you know, his scoring is huge, but I think one thing that he does to beat the opponent off the dribble, gets that penetration to the basket, but is not afraid to kick it out for a teammate. He does what Cooper Smith does for the Little Giants.
Yeah.
He gets everybody involved, and I think that's going to be a big key to Farmington's success for the rest of the year.
Thanks to Lane Lucas. Good job, the NFHS. So thanks for having us here tonight here at Farmington. And, again, our engineer back to the studios, again, was in Knight. Nate Lauer tonight back at the studios. Thanks for joining us on this nasty weather night out there. Farmington, a big win tonight, 70-59. We'll be with you during the Macomb Holiday Tournaments over on our sister station, WBYS AM 1560, 93.7 FM. And I think that the NFHS might be alongside with a couple of games here at the Macomb Holiday Tournament as well. That'll wrap things up. Thanks for joining us on the postgame show. It's brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse. That'll do it. Thanks for joining us tonight here on CD Country 107.9 FM.